USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus.
This will be investigated over a period of time, and we will see how it turns out.
Kudlow, making those comments on Fox News, continues.
There's no question the origin of this virus was in China, and a lack of transparency and a lack of factual information is extremely troublesome.
A small business relief bill is headed to the House after quick passage by the Senate. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy doesn't understand what took so long for this bill to be passed.
Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, instead of allowing us to refill the program last week for the small businesses, said we had to wait and do it this week to add more money for hospitals and testing when we haven't run out yet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As governors across the country continue to make plans to reopen their state, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announced a Reopen Florida task force. The group will be tasked with coming up with safe ways to reopen the state as stay-at-home orders are due to expire. The Republican governor credits Floridians for being able to make this move.
Got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks, everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again.
And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo meeting at the White House with the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says a pandemic isn't the time to worry about the deficit and debt.
We're going to have to deal with those deficits and debt, but this is not the time to deal with it.
Cornyn, speaking on Fox News, also says the federal government must make the expenditures necessary to fight the coronavirus pandemic.
Right now, we are spending a lot of money. We are doing everything we know to do. This is really kind of a wartime footing.
Average gasoline prices across the country fell 4 cents a gallon last week, with the national average now sitting at $1.79. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
I'm John Clemens.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.